You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Every time there's a shooting, we play this ridiculous theater where this committee gets together and proposes a bunch of laws that would do nothing to stop these murders. What happens in this committee after every mass shooting is Democrats propose taking away guns from law-abiding citizens because that's their political objective. But what they propose, not only does it not reduce crime, it makes it worse.
Those are the words of Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. This is March 24, 2021. And yes, we knew after the Boulder shooting yesterday, again, you'd see the left begin to push quickly for more gun control laws. Without really knowing the facts, really not even caring about the facts. And in fact, if you check the facts on the shooter yesterday, you find some serious questions that more laws would not have stopped this guy. But here's a frightening thing. The White House spokeswoman, Jen Psaki, is suggesting, I'll read the quote here from her, "We are considering a range of levers," reference gun control, "a range of levers, including working through legislation, including executive action. Biden might sign an executive order, rewriting the Second Amendment, taking away gun rights, as they decide you can or cannot use them. That is going to be very bad, and we're going to have to push back on that immediately. So I want you to make sure you're aware of it." And again, they're quick to blame from the left this shooting the other day, as they were also with the Georgia shooting, quickly to blame white Americans, Trump supporters, linking everyone with white supremacists. Facts don't stinking matter to these folks because they don't like stinking facts. They like their narrative. We're going to be joined later in the next 2 hours with Frank Gaffney. He is the founder of the Center for Public Security, and he's going to join me, and I want to discuss a great column he wrote. The title says everything. "Just the facts, ma'am." A reference to shootings. "Just the facts, ma'am." That's probably reminiscent, as I know many of you know, Joe Friday from the Dragnet TV show back in the 50s. Actually, the truth is he never said, "Just the facts, ma'am." What he said is, "All we want are the facts," or "All we know are the facts." But that's okay. That's a literary license we've all done with that particular show. I'm also going to share an email from a listener, a woman, 60 plus, who took a survey of her book club, and they're all her age or older. Who in here has a gun? All the hands went up except for one. I want to share that letter with you before we wrap up today. We have a big battle underway right now that is also another effort by the left to transform America. Remember that they talked about that if we win Georgia, Chuck Schumer said, if we win Georgia, then we control the Senate and then we transform America. That's what they're trying to do at this very moment. H.R. 1. We've had discussions on this before. This is the election bill that would basically federalize state elections. This is critical, that what is at stake. Because what is at stake is freedom, constitution, our nation. Because they are absolutely intent on doing everything they can to transform America by your voting rights, your Second Amendment rights, and then, of course, your First Amendment rights as well. And there is no First Amendment right if you don't have a Second Amendment right. You keep that in mind. And then we have the issue bringing more illegals into the country just for votes, because that fits in their plan for reforming election. Illegals are being dumped all across the nation, usually without any notification or any valuable info. In other words, they suddenly realize a bus is pulling up into their community and they start unloading tens, dozens of illegals. Another bus comes with more. They don't know if they're getting criminals, if they are carrying drugs. They don't know if they've been checked for COVID. Now, another listener also sent me an email which raises a very good question about COVID and illegals and Dr. Fauci. The question is very clear. It's kind of strange that no one has bothered to ask Dr. Fauci. I'll share that question with you, and I think you will agree with this listener. We need to address that point. Also, I have today a story about Bill Clinton and VP Kamala Harris. This is where I turn into a teenage girl. Oh, my God! Coming up, lock and load, ready, on the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you think disinfecting a home or office for COVID is way too expensive, I've got great news for you. Wellington Environmental can disinfect most homes for less than $300. I know you were thinking the cost would be two, three, maybe four times as much. Wellington can professionally disinfect most homes for less than $300. Cost for most offices, not much higher. You get the same professional treatment that Wellington provides hospitals and nursing homes. Also, Wellington is selling professional fogging devices. The cost, $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors and save $100. Here's a phone number to schedule Wellington to treat your home or office. 314-644-4930. I urge you to get on the schedule early. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Bill Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes are came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream. Feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels, old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And
this is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So this bill obviously is designed to make it easier to cheat, to subsidize campaigns by the federal government, and to have one party take over the enforcement of American elections. It's an atrocity.
Absolutely. It is an atrocity, as you heard Senator Mitch McConnell describe H.R. 1. Now, we've gone through H.R. 1 in previous programs in great detail. You're going to hear him lay out in very specific and very distinct language in a few moments some of the issues with it. Four main points. But keep in mind, the Democrats want this because, for them, it is a way to control future elections. Should any one party control our elections? No. That should be a bipartisan effort. Well, that's exactly one of the things they want to change. They want the Federal Election Commission to go from a bipartisan standing to a Democrat control. At least in their way, it would be a 3-2 for their favor. But someday they could go the other way, but they're not worried about that right now. They think once they get this, they can do everything. They're going to use this to win elections forever through H.R. 1 and, of course, D.C. statehood. They are still working on getting D.C., make it a state. The District of Columbia does not have Senate representation. It is an entity to itself. They do have a non-voting member in the Senate, but they are not allowed to actually cast a vote. But the Federal Elections Commission, currently 3-3. Democrats want to split it to 5. What they want to say, 2 from each party, and then a fifth unaffiliated with the president, but appointed by the president. Yeah, I don't know how they're going to get around that, except that they had their way. So McConnell, and of course on his other side, now Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, both sit on the Rules Administration Committee. And that's where the major clash is underway right now on Senate Bill 1. I said H.R. 1, it's also Senate Bill 1 at this point. All they're trying to do is change the elections forever. They are both bills, massive, sweeping pieces of legislation. And if your state dares to pass a law requiring you have to have a photo ID to vote, they can say, no, you don't. The federal law says you don't have to have it, and so you cannot do it. You cannot do it for any election in your state. Any city, any county election, state election, and certainly no federal election. Now, they're going to make it harder to clear the voter rolls of dead people, as a matter of fact. And they're going to allow voter drop boxes 45 days before an election and after the election. And not really going to bother checking who's watching and has security over them. But of course, if you listen to the other side, and I'll give you their story as well. According to Senator Jeff Merkley, Democrat of Oregon, who's also a member of the committee, said every American, regardless of the color of their skin, where they live, or how much money they have, deserves a seat at the table and an equal voice in their government. We don't have anything in our election laws right now that deny anyone based on color. Nothing. Unless you want to read the Democrat interpretation. They think the fact that you require a voter ID, well, that's obviously old Jim Crow laws. You're trying to disenfranchise people. For what? For what? How many places do you go where you have to show a voter ID? Sometimes using a credit card, they want to see it. If you're going to fly on a plane, you're darn sure you're going to have a voter ID. A photo ID. Right now, many states are willing to just let you come in with a utility bill that you have in your hand from that address that you claim you live. And you show that, and they allow you to vote. It may be considered a provisional ballot at that time and not really counted unless they need it, depending on the state and how they're handling it. But they don't know who's voting. If you really want to protect the minority vote, then you need to make sure that others aren't stealing their votes. And, of course, also from the Democrat, Senator Amy Klobuchar, as she calls it, the For the People Act, is essential to protecting every American's right to vote, getting dark money out of our elections, making sweeping anti-corruption reforms. That's what they call the Senate bill, the For the People Act. This is, as one said, a Republican, a naked power grab at the worst. Senator Bill Hagerty, Republican of Tennessee, also a member of that committee. His statement, if you like the way the Democrats are handling border security, this is great, folks. Listen to this, please. If you like the way Democrats are handling border security, just wait until they get their hands on election security. This so-called For the People Act is another misnamed act in D.C. It should be called For the Politicians. Because that's what it does. It allows Democrats to federalize our election system. And he added these notes. The Constitution is very clear. Article 2, Section 1. State legislatures have the sole responsibility for setting election laws. That's in the Constitution. Democrats don't care about the Constitution, Larry. I know. They only use that C word when it works to their benefit. In this case, they want to ignore it. But again, Senator Hagerty, Republican, Tennessee, says the Constitution is very clear in Article 2, Section 1. State legislatures have the sole responsibility for setting the election laws. What happens in this bill, they want to take all of that away through an absolute power grab by incentivizing dangerous behavior. Internet registration, no photo ID requirement, automatic felon voting. And he said one of the things that concerns me most is the ability for people to ballot harvest. Ballot harvest means you could go through your neighborhood and say, everybody, here I'm bringing around your election ballots for you. You don't have to worry about mailing them or carrying them in. I'll come back and pick them up for you. And, of course, if your ballot is a believe you are voting their way, that will get counted. That will get to the election officials. If not, put it in the circular file because it won't be seen again. Listen to Senator Mitch McConnell began to break out a couple of points that bother him about this For the People Act.
It's a federal takeover of the way we conduct elections, every election in America. The first outrage is it takes the Federal Election Commission, which has historically been 3-3, so neither party can take advantage of the other, and turn it into a 3-2 agency to police the speech and political activity of America, but to do it in a partisan way. And, of course, the president would get the tie-breaking vote to point number three. So it turns the Federal Election Commission from a judge into a prosecutor. Secondly, it provides public money for political campaigns. Americans hate the idea that their money given to the government is going to be spent on balloons and buttons and attack ads in campaigns. They prefer to see campaigns financed by people who support the two candidates and not the federal government.
And to that extent, if you want to worry about, as the Democrats are claiming, dark, dirty money, as you were hearing from this statement I read from Senator Klobuchar earlier, make note of this. Amazon and Facebook each gave $30,000 to the Democrat Congressional Committee PAC through the 2020 cycle, through their PAC. Google gave $37,000. Micro gave $34,000. Now, that doesn't seem like a lot, but that's just what officially was declared. Yeah, you have to raise questions how much other money got in through other PACs that they created something else and gave money to that PAC and it also got in. This is one of their steps to transform America. Do you want America transformed? Do you not think we have a nation right now that, yeah, we could do some things to make it better. And yes, we have a stain on our history, slavery in particular. We have all of that. But we also have freedom. And the quickest way to look at that, the very quickest way to look at that is how many people are trying to get out of our country and go to any other country? How many are rushing to go to another country? How many? The Hollywood elite will say, hey, if you don't vote our way, if this guy gets elected again, I'm leaving the country or go to the Mars. They don't leave. They don't go anywhere. This country helps them get rich. Now, they may have a house somewhere else, but they don't really leave. No other country has as many people wanting to get inside than this country because of what we stand for, democracy. And democracy means you have free elections and fair elections. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole right now on what happened the last time around. It is done. It's passed. We need to look ahead to 2022. And what this is going, what they're trying to do right now, because they control both the House and Senate, Democrats are trying to make sure that 2022 is in their favor. Again, here's Senator Mitch McConnell with some of the added issues about this bill they're trying to shove through.
Number three, it makes mandatory what's called ballot harvesting. That is, somebody can go around, a paid operative of a campaign, and pick up a whole bunch of other people's ballots and turn them in for them. Rampant fraud potential. Fourth, it makes it very difficult for states to clean dead people off the rolls. So this bill obviously is designed to make it easier to cheat, to subsidize campaigns by the federal government, and to have one party take over the enforcement of American elections. It's an atrocity. Every Republican opposes it. We're going to do everything we can to defeat it.
And I hope we can do so. But if it goes down the Senate count of 50-50, every Republican has to stay in place. Every Republican has to stay in place. And maybe we could get a Democrat or two to realize this is not good for America. but I'm afraid Georgia set the stage for them to do exactly what they wanted. As Chuck Schumer said in advance of the Georgia election, if we win Georgia, then we can transform America. Because if there's a 50-50 split on this For the People Act, as they call it, they like to call it, the Senate Bill 1 and its companion House Bill 1, HB 1, it will definitely transform America, because that's what he said we will do. If we win the Senate, we will transform America, because if it's a 50-50 split, the Vice President of the United States of America will cast the deciding vote. You have no doubt which side Kamala would vote, do you? None. None. And of course, keep in mind that while Republicans were dissed because they said, we think this election regarding Trump was not fair. Well, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole in particular. There's another challenge underway regarding a congressional seat. And you might say Nancy Pelosi needs this congressional seat, so she's stealing it. They're making no bones about it at all. They're just going to steal it. How are they going to do that? What's going to happen? And before we wrap up this hour, we will also look at the state of emergency along our border. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So if you question an election, you're wrong. You're wrong to question. You can't question. You're Republican. You're not allowed to question an election. If you're Democrat, oh, by all means, by all means. And Nancy Pelosi is going to step forward and endorse you with it. Earlier this month, she gave the House Administration Committee her blessing to move forward with a probe into Rita Hart's case in Iowa, 2nd Congressional District. That would be another congresswoman on the Democrat side. But she lost. Rita Hart lost to freshman Marionette Meeks. Certified bipartisan state election officials, after multiple recounts, said no, Hart loses, Miller Weeks wins. And Pelosi, dismissing anybody who says, well, it shouldn't be challenged, it stands, she says, well, it was six votes. Six votes. It doesn't matter if it's one vote. If it's one or six or 60 or 600, a decision's made. But it's not the decision Pelosi and Democrats want. So now they want to move forward and have a full investigation. Pelosi's attitude, as she was discussing it on ABC, it was six votes, and our candidate, Rita Hart, asked for this process to begin. What the committee did, the House Administration Committee, was very narrow to take the process to the next step and see where it goes from there. If a Republican, riddle me this. I know the answer. You know the answer. But let's play the game. Play the game. It's not a drinking game. Don't worry about that. Just play the game for a moment. If a Republican had lost by six votes, take this very race, this 2nd congressional district in Ohio. If it had been lost that way, I said Ohio, I meant Iowa. If it had been lost, and the Republican said, well, I only lost by six votes, it looks like. We need to do it again. Well, we've already done multiple counts. No, I need to look at it. I want a full investigation. Do you, riddle me this, do you think he would get it? Do you think he would get it? Well, of course not. And now this panel that Pelosi has going forward with it is going to be conducted by, no surprise here, Pelosi's deputies. In fact, the chair of the House committee performing the review is a California congressman who also serves as an impeachment manager for Donald Trump. This is what they do. They claim that we're going to win only free and properly. We won't be cheating at all. It's the other side. You got Russian collusion and so forth. All that fell apart. It fell apart. And yet they have yet to admit that Trump was the legitimately elected president. And yet if you dare question Biden being in the White House and Trump losing, or if you question some of these congressional or Senate races, you are a wacko conspiracy theorist. They love to use phrases and slurs and slanders against you. All right, coming up, before we wrap the hour, I'm going to share a story that I said earlier that this is one of these things that I actually turn into a teenage girl. And I read it and I say, oh, my God. I'll have that story coming up. But first, a look at our crisis along the border. And yes, it is a crisis. And it's not getting any better. I don't care how they label it or rename it. Stand by, please.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler is still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER, or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Last night, I literally had to declare a state of emergency. I did it through my counsel, so it was very obvious, so I wasn't trying to be political about it, that this is beyond what we are capable of doing as a community of about 2,000 people. We just simply can't do it. We can't afford to continue to receive these people and then try to get them to places where they're going to be safe and protected. We literally have nothing here for them. We have no housing. We have very limited food, additional food and other resources. So I really don't understand why we were even selected for these drops.
That is the mayor of Gila Bend, Arizona. As you heard him say, Mayor Chris Riggs, we have a population of 2,000. I don't know why we were selected for these drops, dumps. He's talking about illegals being brought in by bus, by Border Patrol or ICE, whoever's actually in charge at that point. It's not clear because our federal law is not being followed anyway. We already know they've acknowledged they are releasing illegals into the country without giving them an NTA. That's a notice to return for a hearing. That's not happening. And they're not really being checked health-wise when you get down to it. Yes, that raises a COVID question. We'll come back to that in a moment. And they are probably checked to some extent to see if they're carrying drugs, but I doubt seriously it's as extensive as it needs to be because along the border, they are overwhelmed. They are overwhelmed, and the facilities are so crowded, particularly these for the UACs, the unaccompanied children that come across. And so they're trying to move them away from the border. And they look for towns nearby. That's a starting point. Often if they can find a town like they did in Texas, Brownsville, Texas, put a lot of them into Brownsville and maybe help get them on buses and get them elsewhere across the nation. If there's an airport, maybe get them a ticket, buy them a ticket. Keep in mind, the ICE recently signed, just 2 days ago, I think we pointed out, signed an $89 million contract to provide beds for illegals. Total beds, less than 1,500, maybe 1,700. I don't recall the number right off the top of my head, but $89 million. And we've got homeless on our streets right now. They don't have a bed. We got veterans in our streets right now. They don't have a bed. But they're dumping all this money in for the illegals. And there's no stopping them from coming because the Biden administration, all the Democrats, they don't see a border crisis. They just don't see it. Well, when they take all these illegals and dump them in a community, just drop them off, that certainly creates a legitimate crisis for the area where they're dropped. In fact, that's what you were hearing from Mayor Chris Riggs of Gila Bend, Arizona. He said, we're a town of 2,000. We don't have capability to handle all this. And they just suddenly come in. We saw this happen some years ago during the Obama administration. They were just suddenly dropping them off places. And mayors were saying, governors of states are saying, we were not told they're being brought in and dropped in our area. I would think, if for no other reason for security, they should know. Second reason, if you're supposed to gear up and help them with medical help or food, just food and water, then shouldn't you know so you can be prepared? They're not notifying anybody. They just drop them in. At least that's according to Mayor Riggs of Gila Bend, Arizona, and he's repeating the story we hear from others. Again, here's the mayor describing, as he said last night, he had to declare a state of emergency for his community. He said, we are swamped. It is a tsunami that has hit us. We have nothing we can do. We are in a state of emergency. Why? Well, because of what's happening with him and elsewhere across the nation. Just listen.
They either bring them by bus, by van, or even by their fill trucks. And they bring them to one of our community parks. And we really don't have a lot of parks, but we have one centralized park where they bring them. And they drop them off there, and then they leave.
And they leave. And we have to deal with them. You do realize that if you even complain about that, you are a racist. You're a racist. Because you must have something against brown people. And yet we've had some Democrat brown mayors say the same thing in other locations. But, of course, we don't want the left to lose their opportunity to call you a racist and call you out on whatever they can. And a perfect example happened last night with MSNBC far-left host Joy Reid. Like everyone else on MSNBC and CNN, their numbers are going into the toilet. Because no one's bothering to watch because they can't attack Trump every day. You know who's missing Trump the most? It's the liberal networks. They miss him more than you do, I will promise you. Their ratings are down in the toilet. That goes ad revenue. Now, the big stars, they're probably going to get to keep their money at this point. But contract renewal is going to be something else. But here comes Reid, who came off the lowest rated week in the history of her show, referred to the GOP as a grand Q party, and basically saying that we don't really care about illegals and unaccompanied children. In other words, we have no heart, we have no soul. And if you listen to Joy Reid, the way she looks at this and what's been going on, in her opinion, if you're looking for anybody that has some concern for what's happening, it is not going to be the Republicans. Here's how she describes on behalf of, as I said before, we're not talking about mainstream media anymore. We're talking about state-controlled media. They might as well be operating just like Pravda does in Russia. Let the White House hand them a release. Just repeat it word for word. Don't change it. Over here, they kind of massage it a little bit and put their own spin on it. But it's basically delivering the state-controlled media information direct from the White House and the administration. Listen to Joy Reid.
Yes, migration at the southern border is a genuine political challenge, an ongoing one that spans several previous administrations. But is it a crisis? as Republicans so desperately want the media to portray it as. For Republicans, their caterwauling is not about concern for those children. Let's just be clear. Those children are just a prop for fear-mongering and doing the old Brown scare.
The Brown scare. See how they slipped that in? I remember, maybe I'm wrong. You help me get correct there. I remember, I think, during the Trump administration, that the leftists and the left media at that time were using children as props. They were showing them behind these cages and saying, look what's happening. What's happening? They were using them as props and pawns. And generally, they got caught a few times. They were using pictures from the Obama administration years, not Trump. And here she says, yes, migration at the southern border is a genuine political challenge. She won't use the word crisis either. But Republicans have no concern for their children. Those children are just a prop for fear-mongering, leading the old Brown scare. This administration has no handle on what's happening down there, and they are directly to blame. They will not take responsibility. But you're going to end up paying for it in numerous ways. I'll give you another example in a moment. Now, we told you yesterday that Biden had sent a delegation visiting Mexico City to talk about the rising number of Central Americans coming across the southern border of Mexico and making their way through Mexico to our southern border to try to put a stop to it. Trump had done that. He had already done that. Mexico was working with us. They were shoring up their southern border, not allowing as many to come through, put troops on the border as well. And then also they had additional troops at their northern border to keep them from coming across. But that is all stopped. And as you know, the president of Mexico has said, the migrants look at Biden as the migrant president. And many have said, we only came because Trump's no longer in office. And now they're coming in. And what about being treated and checked for possibility of disease, specifically COVID? Again, Mayor Riggs of Gila Bend, Arizona.
They'll tell us they haven't had a COVID test because they don't do that at the facility. But other than that, they're giving us nothing. Absolutely nothing. And we have asked repeatedly for documentation on who these people are, where they're from, if they do have a criminal history. They'll sometimes tell us, well, they don't check for in the United States. And that really is not what I'm concerned about. I'm more concerned about their country of origin.
And he's concerned about COVID because we're trying to defeat COVID, are we not? And all these illegals coming across, which brings me to a letter, an email, I should say, from a listener. Very simple question. Mike wrote me. Here's his question. Has Dr. Fauci provided his opinion regarding COVID and the border crisis? Maybe I missed it. Larry, no response needed. Just thought it might be a good topic. Mike, you're damn right. It's a good topic. And to my knowledge, no one has asked Fauci about what will happen with COVID and the border crisis if all these illegals are coming in. And sheriffs across the southern border have said they estimate up to 50% of them are probably carrying COVID. They're not being stopped. They're not being checked. They're not being given isolation. They're just said, okay, maybe you do have a test. You're positive. You go on about the country. You're free to roam about the U.S. It's a very big issue. And then the money that you're still going to pay for this. I'll have that coming up. And also Cuomo insisting, hey, I'm good. I can stay. You know, I'm a New Yorker. I can do everything. And then did the story about Bill Clinton and Kamala Harris. Oh, my God. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I don't know. Something is subtly suggesting to me I need to go play poker tonight. I don't know where that came from. I'll have to figure that one out later. Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut, is suggesting what we need to do is invest more money in Central American countries, where all these illegals are coming from in many cases, not just Mexico, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Honduras. And he points out that we didn't really see the surge because of Biden's rules, but because Trump cut all the money to Central America when he was in office. That makes no sense. Plus, first of all, you send the money down there, and that's why Trump cut it. It doesn't get to the people. It doesn't get to the people. But there is a way for some money to get to the illegals, and more for you, too, by the way. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, Democrat of Michigan, a member of the Progressive Squad, now has a bill that would give illegals, undocumented immigrants in our country, $2,000 a month. $2,000 a month. Did you get your last check that was coming through the COVID relief? The $1,200, was it? $1,400? It wasn't $2,000. But now she says, let's give $2,000 to all the illegals in the country. And I will point out again, and I'm sorry to put it this way to my black friends and listeners, you're not that important anymore to the Democrat Party. You're really not. They're going to be going for the brown vote much more often because they count on you being there. New York Governor Cuomo actually held a conference today on a press briefing on coronavirus because everybody loved the way he was doing those. And he wrote a book about how he solved it, remember? So during this news conference, some questions actually came from reporters, legitimate questions, because Cuomo's involved in the scandal once with the nursing homes, of course, ordering nursing homes had to take COVID patients, and we had many die, and the numbers were covered up. And, of course, sexual harassment allegations for numerous women. I think the number is 7 or 8. Doesn't make a difference. There are several. And he said, I can do all of that. He said, people asking that question, you don't understand the nature of the job. Nature of being a governor is always multiple situations to deal with. I had to deal with Trump as president. You talk about distractions. That's a distraction. Oh, my God. This man, he's trying to say, you cannot break through. I can stop bullets faster than a speeding train. Nothing's going to hurt him. And yet, members of his legislature, including Democrats and the state attorney general, moving forward to investigating claims not only from the women, but, of course, what he did with the nursing home numbers. And regarding the, he was also asked about the women who have accused him of this. And he says, well, there are rules and conditions how people make complaints, how they're handled, and we're following those. And yet others are saying, no, he's got his staff working behind the scenes to discredit every woman making such a claim. And to basically turn the attack around. Make them the predator. And he's Andrew Cuomo. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. Do you really think I would do anything like that with these women? Speaking about victims and predators, this is a story I've been telling you about. This one. It involves former President Bill Clinton and Vice President Kamala Harris. There is going to be a meeting of the two this week, a one-on-one conversation, as they're billing it, regarding the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative University, and all that stuff. That was a money drop that Hillary and Bill and the rest of them set up while she was Secretary of State and collected millions and millions of dollars from countries, nations all around the world, because they thought, well, Hillary's going to be president next, so we're going to give to this initiative right now, and we'll have her favor when she becomes president. Didn't happen. Too bad, so sad. And the foundation money, all under question, everything, how it's being used, so forth, so on. Don't have an hour and a half to go through even the first few pages of what's wrong with that thing. But here's what's going on between Kamala and Bill Clinton. It's been billed as, this is the way they write it in a press release, a one-on-one conversation where they will discuss, Kamala Harris and Bill Clinton will discuss, quote, as part of it, empowering women and girls. What? Oh, my God. She's going to Bill Clinton to talk about empowering women and girls. The man, the president, and the Monica Lewinsky scandal. One person joking right away saying Monica and Ghislaine Maxwell should be calling in Zoom. Remember, Clinton also linked to Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. Another one is outraged, says this is sickening. Bill Clinton used the time in public office, his power to procure sex from young women. One person saying, this is a bad call on behalf of the Harris people. Can't believe anyone said that was a good idea. They're going to sit down and discuss, Bill, what do you think about empowering women? Well, Kamala, let's talk cigars. Let's talk about smoking cigars. You know the rest of that. I don't need to say it. Coming up, Biden might sign an executive order regarding the Second Amendment. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.